The captain and crew of a North Korean cargo ship have been charged in Australia with aiding and abetting the delivery of $48 million worth of heroin, allegedly brought ashore by dinghy into Melbourne. The cargo ship Pong Su was the target of a five-day ocean chase before Australian Special Forces troops were lowered by helicopter, boarded the vessel, and detained the crew. The arrests highlight what appears to be an ongoing and lucrative North Korean drug exporting trade. Joshua Kurlansik has written about that trade and North Korean diplomats' alleged involvement in it in The New Republic. He describes the extent of the drug trade.
North Koreans have been arrested in a pretty wide range of countries. They've been arrested in Russia, Japan, Mongolia, I believe Thailand, and several other Southeast Asian countries. And now you're talking about an incident that happened earlier this week off the waters of Australia.
And you describe a criminal enterprise that is essentially being run through the Foreign Service, through the North Korean diplomatic corps, as a criminal enterprise or a diplomatic mafia. What's the evidence of that?
The evidence of that is that there's been an enormous number of arrests of North Korean diplomats in various countries all over the world, not only for drug smuggling, but for counterfeiting U.S. dollars, for even as bizarre things as in Africa, transiting countries with smuggled animal products of endangered species like rhinoceros and elephant ivory. Largely what's happened is the North Korean Foreign Service is relatively bankrupt, and so it's turned to diplomats to raise funds basically on their own. And in a lot of places, what they've turned to is criminal activity.
You write in The New Republic that the diplomats' expertise in drug trafficking is eased by the fact that diplomatic protocols mean that there is very little scrutiny, little searching that is done of Foreign Service officers around the world.
Right. I mean, I think that if you've ever been on a plane and there's a diplomat, even a low-ranking diplomat on that plane, from virtually almost any country, there will be a separate visa line for them. They'll go through. They'll be waved through. Often they don't even actually have to go through the customs line. They get waved through nothing to declare line and don't have to declare anything. So if you wanted to do something illegal, to bring some illegal products into the country or out of the country, that makes it pretty easy to do. And that's something that's been taken advantage of clearly by North Korean diplomats.
The overriding concern that you write about, apart from the illegality of the drug trafficking, is that this is essentially a transferable skill. In other words, that if you're able to smuggle illegal drugs, it's not that much of a stretch to be able to smuggle and sell nuclear material.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think that, like drugs, nuclear material is generally something contained in a small canister, relatively easy to hide, not necessarily easily found. And if you already have basically a service of people who are skilled at couriering small packages, using both their diplomatic immunity and their other skills to move them from country to country, and are in touch with black markets and other criminal networks like the drug trade, who also might be able to sell nuclear material or other illicit goods, then you have to wonder how easy the U.S., Japan, China, South Korea, other countries in the region could stop North Korea if they had nuclear material and they wanted to smuggle it out of the country.
Are there signs that weapons technology is being marketed by North Korean diplomats?
Well, no one really knows, and I certainly don't know at this point, what North Korea is doing with its plutonium and uranium projects. There's definitely signs in the past that conventional weapons technology and missile technology was sold by North Korea to other countries, but in terms of the actual nuclear technology, I think that no one really knows what they're producing, and until we know what they're producing, we don't really know where they would be selling it. But there's clearly been evidence in the past of them selling weapons technology.
Joshua Kurlansik, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Joshua Kurlansik is foreign editor of The New Republic.